Disney is as much a mirror of American culture as it is an influence on it. Eisner can also boast a remarkable financial record. When Eisner arrived in 1984, Disney's operating income was $100 million. For 2004, it was projected to be $4.5 billion. Revenue was $1.6 billion in 1984. In 2004, it was a projected $30 billion. Adjusted for splits, the stock price was $1.33 in 1984. 20 years later, it was $25. And Disney's performance was strong in 2004, with cash flow hitting a record high. Eisner's own personal wealth has also soared. In 2003, he was ranked 385 in the list of Forbes magazine's 400 wealthiest Americans, with an estimated net worth of $630 million. In the same year, Roy was ranked 294, with an estimated net worth of $900 million. Eisner dropped from the list in 2004, while Roy climbed to 278, with an estimated worth of $1 billion. Eisner has earned his place among Hollywood's creative and business legends, Jack Warner, Louis B. Mayer, Cecil B. DeMille. But there's no denying that the seeds of Disney's creative and financial renaissance were nearly all planted in the first years of Eisner's tenure. Stanley Gold and Roy Disney are also correct that by nearly every financial measure, Disney's performance since 1995 has been weak. While Disney's stock price climbed to $28 in 2004, it was $42 as recently as 2000. And even Eisner's vaunted creativity, clearly the attribute that he himself holds most dear, seems to have been in eclipse. There have been some recent successes, such as Pirates of the Caribbean. But even there, Eisner criticized Johnny Depp's teeth and effeminate demeanor. The animation unit has been devastated and is a shadow of its former self, overshadowed by rivals Pixar and DreamWorks. The film studio has never again duplicated the string of hits during the early years under Eisner and Katzenberg. Eisner dismissed Finding Nemo, and Disney sold off most of the rights to Sixth Sense. Eisner criticized Lost, ABC's first breakout hit in years. Although he insists on being judged only by what he has done and not what he has failed to do, the hit projects he rejected from CSI to Lord of the Rings and Fahrenheit 9/11 loom large. But without benefit of hindsight, creative judgments are notoriously difficult both to make and to evaluate. There are far more objective and damaging measures of Eisner's performance. Beginning with the lavish, even reckless overspending on Euro Disney, and continuing with the poorly planned and executed foray into the Internet, and perhaps worst of all, the acquisition of the Fox Family Cable Network, each of which is a more than $1 billion mistake, Eisner squandered Disney's assets. Even one blunder of that magnitude, let alone three, might have cost a chief executive his job at any public company that was acting in the interests of its shareholders and had any meaningful board oversight. This is even